Are you the kind of woman who isn't interested in living the status quo life, who wants to hear from other women that are paving their own way while making waves? Well then, She Makes Waves is for you. I'm your host, Lindsay Mayuga. Join me as I follow my curiosity around what living a successful life really means. Let's dive in. All right, guys. So today I'm feeling very fall. And I saw something on Instagram a while ago. It was a quote that said, November. And I think the caption I'm sure said something about like the things you're saying no to in November. And I was reflecting on that because I feel like this time of year in particular is like, it's such a pressure cooker for piling on, like having more plans, doing more things, saying yes. And I loved I think it caught my eye because I don't want to fill all of my time. So I was thinking about November and how I'm choosing to fill my time. And November's busy, right? It's like a busy time in the salon. December's a busy time in the salon. And it's my daughter's birthday and Christmas time and time off with school. And so I have been, when I get a request, we'll call it a request, someone requests me somewhere or like it wants me to be a part of something, I think at first I'm like, oh my God, I'm so flattered that I like want to say yes. And then the more I sit with things, maybe even take a little action towards the thing, like meet with the person one time or whatever it is, I come back to like, okay, what does that feel like for me? And I've been doing it in all different parts of my life. And I thought I would share how like I'm setting up my fall and winter and how like this is going to be my last podcast that I do through the new year, because I'm like, I'm going to say no to like feeling the pressure to do more. I also decided not to do an ongoing volunteer thing with my daughter's school. I'm like, you know what? Where I'm at in my life and what feels most authentic to me is to be able to volunteer for like one-off things. And I was reminded this week when I decided that that's the path for me right now, that like I don't feel like I have more to give in that area. And so like I'm solo parenting this whole week. My daughter like falls down the back stairs and it's like, she's fine and she went to school, but it's like, I have no buffers. It's like, I have support and then I don't have support. And then I have support and then I don't have support. And so like, I think it's just for me, I honestly think the core of it is, it's hard for me to like feel like I'm letting people down or to feel like, oh, I feel like I need to give someone this long explanation for like my life and where I'm at and why I'm not doing more. And I share that because maybe you feel like that too. I think a lot of us were like, kind of it was ingrained in us, like that you're not a good person if you're not saying yes to other people. And I said it a million times, but in my life, I've found the opposite to be true, that the more I say yes to my own life, the more I'm able to like show up for other people. And so like, I just was reflecting this week about like just getting really curious and sitting with the things that were asked of us, like that people ask of us, and to sit with like what it brings up, what the motivator is, why you're considering doing it, and be really honest with yourself. I had this same thing, because, you know, I've been on this like tangent about yoga, but I realized like when I went to a class with my OG studio, which is back, Om on the Range. I'm like, wow, I can go to one class at Om on the Range and I can feel like sustained and like so good for days to come. And the other studio I was going to, it's like, it's a little bit more like junk food, right? It's like you eat some and you want more and you want more, and not in like the soul satisfying sort of way, in kind of like a junk food, like you got to get your next fix. And I was just last weekend reminded of this after I went to a Saturday class with Beth, who I've known for years and years, a bit of a debate on if my sister found the studio or if I did. And because they're true yogis, they're like not gonna fan the flames here. But they did kind of insinuate that it might be my sister, but whatever. Either way, I love Beth and Terry, and I love their classes, and I love their soul. And I was in the class and I was thinking, this is so fascinating, because I decided, like, I got to let that other studio go. It's November. I got to start saying no. And that's the thing. It's not like I have intentionally done this. It's just this time of year, it just does something to me. So I let that studio membership, I'm letting that go. And it was funny, when I went to cancel it, they were like, thank you, we've enjoyed having you the last couple of months. I'm like, well, so it's been a year and a half. I've been a member for, doesn't matter. But with Beth and Terry, it's like, I'm not a number, you know? And I don't know. I think it's just like checking in. Like, what once was great, is it still working for you? And also not being in a hurry. That's the thing. I'm like, I always feel like I have to have it figured out. And my therapist Beth was saying, like, you know, you have to like sit with the discomfort of not knowing things. And like, you always want to rush to knowing and having it figured out. And I think that sometimes in our, maybe just the uncertainty of not knowing, we pile on, like we do more, we say yes to things that we really don't want to be doing, but we're like, I'm so uncomfortable in my own skin, not knowing where everything's going to go. So like, let's do more. And so I'm encouraging you, I'm doing this myself, of just like, okay, so like looking at the calendar, like looking out weeks, like there's so many things that people are like, hey, are you going to this? And I'll be like, no, I'm not going. And I'm not going because I need to recharge at home a lot. Like I find myself just not needing to, it's like, if there's like social events, it's like, I'll be at every other or something like that. Like I just am finding myself saying no more to say yes to like just replenishing my soul. And I don't know, like this time of year, it's like you could have something every day. You could have something, you know, you could work more, you could add extra hours, you can. And, you know, for a number of years now, I haven't done that. And I just work my regular schedule or similar, you know, comparable hours, because I don't work seasonally. I have a year round job. So, you know, I think it's just easy to get in these autopilot habits of being like, wanting people to like you, feeling like this is what I should be doing. And I don't know, I'm just jumping on here to say, if you feel like that, I feel you, because I've felt my whole life like I'm letting people down. But what I realized is like, when I actually just like do things I really want to do and I say no to things I don't, like they just ask someone else. People just ask someone else. And like, I think it's like maybe a little bit of my ego that it's like they asked me, and that's, I'm flattered. My ego's like, yeah, they asked me. And then I have to sit with actually like the doing of the thing that I've agreed to do and I don't want to do. And then I have inflated my ego of like, well, no one else can do this. It's like, sure, there are plenty of people that could do what you do. You know, I mean, you're special, Lindsay, you're special. But I don't know, I just feel like this is going to sound kind of silly, but I was able to go on a field trip last week because of how my schedule's set up and because of all the things I say no to, I'm able to say yes to like something like a field trip. And on the field trip, I found out my kid doesn't eat lunch. And so I was saying like, okay, well, I could pack a lunch. I mean, she does the hot lunch, but I'll pack a lunch. And I thought, this just sounds silly, but like my version of being like a success as a parent and in life is like being able to be on a field trip and get the inside scoop on my kid. And I don't know, it's like not what you're told success is, but then it's also like, then the next day I'm in the salon and my kid's like the last kid picked up at school. And it's like, that's also success. Like to be in a school where like I have a support system that I can go and go all in when I'm at work and be all in with my kid when I'm home. And I don't know, sometimes I think we're like searching for like that idea of nostalgia. It's like a place that you're dreaming of, another place that's never been, but you're like missing and tripping over the life that like you have right now that is pretty freaking awesome. And like, I always think like if I could go back to my 19-year-old self, or you could go back to, you pick an age, they'd actually be like in awe of your life. But sometimes we forget that what we have, we worked really hard to get to, or we aspired towards, and that each step had to happen. And I don't know. I think when you say, when you're willing to say no, you're able to start saying like hell yes to things. And I know it's like such a not taboo. It's just such a used like slogan, but it's true. And I've found in my life all the different like things that people say, like, well, you know, the sayings that you're just like, that's a little gimmicky. I swear to God, life just loves to hit you with a 2x4 that is that quote. And you're like, I get it now. And I feel like in my life and recently, like the things I've been willing to say no to that have allowed me to say yes, that bumper sticker rings true. I'm not great with sayings. I make them my own. But I don't know. I share with you this because going into this season, going into these holidays, it is so easy to forget who you are. It's so easy to forget all the work that you've done when you're around family or friends or colleagues or situations that feel stressful, or you just have your go-to way of coping. And mine is to overcommit. And so, well, I've probably got more than that, but that's the thing that like I can override what I want and what feels good for me to accommodate others. And being aware of those patterns, being aware that I do that this time of year in particular, it's just really important for me to communicate what it is that is happening for me in as close to real time as possible. Last little tidbit is, in one of the recent episodes I shared that I was like, oh man, my favorite babysitter is going to be like working for me. Day two, I was like, Alex, this isn't enough hours, is it? She's like, no. I'm like, I feel like I really want this to work. And so I like tried it, but I just don't think that this is going to long-term be the right fit for you. And it was such a beautiful reminder from the universe that like things happen in their own timing, because I had inquired at my daughter's school's daycare and they actually are hiring now. So I was able to get her resume to the right people. And, you know, I told her, I'm like, sometimes things drop in when we're least expecting them to. And I think also the other little nugget there is when we're willing to be honest about where we're at, even if it's not where we want to be. And so that was just a beautiful reminder to me of like, you have to have the courage to acknowledge when things aren't working, because when you do, oftentimes something that drops in, and I feel like I'm saying this to myself today, this is for me. If you take something from it, great. But things drop in when the things that you have going that aren't working, when you acknowledge them, that they're not, this isn't it, this isn't working. And then it's almost like the universe goes, okay, they're ready. Drop the, I was going to say bomb, but not a bomb. Give them their gift, you know? So I hope you have a wave making day and holiday season, and I will see you in the new year. Happy holidays.